This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up? It's Gandhi with another episode of Sauce on the Side. Today is going to be a little bit different. It's definitely going to get weird, as we promised, but I have a different producer sitting in with me, one who might be one of my favorite people. Hello, Diamond.
Hi. You just got me really excited. I did the high pitch thing for a second because you just made my day.
So everybody always asks us, like, oh, do you have a radio voice? Or, oh my gosh, your voice sounds exactly the same off the air as on the air.
Yeah.
You have a radio voice.
Which is very weird because I think I do it because I get nervous and I never realized that at first.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It gives very, like, hi, and high-pitched. And then when we're just having regular conversations, I'm like, yeah, so whatever.
Yes. You know? That's like the natural Diamond is, first of all, my favorite because I know I'm going to get some real shit when you're talking like that. But I always think of, you remember like Paris Hilton way back in the day? She used to talk like this. Like,
but she said it was her nervous, like the thing that she did when she was nervous.
Was it nervous?
Yes.
It was nerves that did that?
Yep.
I always just thought it was her trying to be like extra sexy or do whatever. But then the cameras would catch her slipping every now and then and she'd be like, what's up?
You know?
Like,
you should watch her show. You should
watch
her show. Love in Paris or Life in Paris. It's on Peacock. It's good. It's really good.
You have me watching a lot of shit lately.
It's good.
Love is Blind, season 6. We're going to have to try and get some of these people on the podcast at some point. Specifically, I want Kenneth. I want Jimmy. I want Chelsea. Who else?
Matthew.
Who, I got to be honest, just based on what you see on the show, I probably would have picked Matthew because he's so fucking weird.
Oh, my God. I would have picked him just to have conversations with him. Matthew, you deserved better, buddy. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. But if you haven't watched Love is Blind season 6, you got to watch it because there's a lot of shit going on. I think all the last episodes drop today, don't they? The 28th?
Yeah, but I didn't realize we were already at the end of the season.
Yeah, I think those remaining episodes are coming.
Oh, no. Now I'm nervous.
So you got me watching that bullshit. You got me watching The Traitors.
Traitors!
But you sold me with one person, so of course. CT is great. He's like your typical Boston, like Southie Boston boy. That is him. You would maybe like, if you love him, you might like Southie.
Ooh.
I used to live in Boston.
Should we take a trip?
Yeah.
I'm into it. Let's go Red Sox for
once. We should. But now you have me watching some shit, Life in Paris. What is it?
Okay. And it's actually really, really, really good. Like, you get her.
Okay.
It's good.
I'm excited about this.
Into it.
I don't know. We'll see. I'll give it a little shot. And you still are trying to get me on the Real Housewives.
Please.
Train.
Please.
I don't know. I'm begging. If I can do it. You know I'm into weird stuff.
And that's what it is. Okay. Whatever. I'm not even going to do this because you're going to make me beg.
I'm not.
And I will. I'll beg.
All right. If I were to watch it, which I probably won't, which seasons, which cast do I start with?
I think it depends on the franchise. Okay, so if we're doing Atlanta, seasons 1 through 6, maybe.
Dear God.
Yeah, but like you could pick a random season within from 1 through 6, and I think that you would be thoroughly entertained. Beverly Hills, I say the first 2 seasons or skip to season 5 or season 10.
Okay.
Trust me, I know I rewatch all the time. And then
I hate you.
New York, you want to watch season 7, 8 and 9. Maybe 6, 7, 8.
I'm actually very impressed by the fact that you even know these seasons.
Oh, no.
And these
I'm
cast
into
like
it.
Off the top of your head.
I'm into it. And I think that you would love this one specific housewife. Everybody always gets confused or they like look at me like I'm crazy when I say that my favorite housewife of all time is Carol Radswell. She was married to Lee Radswell's son, who was Jackie Kennedy's sister.
I'm already
I
lost.
Mean, so she was like a big deal in like, or she was related to people who were a big deal. But then you come on this show and people are like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And she was just so smart and witty and just like, oh, Carol, I miss you, girl.
Where'd she go? Her. Why is she not on anymore?
She quit because she got into it with Bethany. Bethany was like her best friend.
Oh, sure.
They got into it. And technically, I think like from the outside looking in, it looked like Andy took Bethany's side. So Carol pieced up A-Town downed and that's it. And they still talk shit about each other to this day. And that was like 2016. Oh, what a time.
Your depth of knowledge on the Housewives is incredible.
I know it all.
I wish you had a Housewives podcast. I actually wish you just had your own podcast in general because a lot of people don't know a lot of really dope shit about you, which I think, you know what?
What?
So I said I want to do an episode on all the show members who don't have their own segment on the show. So that would be, and I know we talk to you all the time, but like just you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be you, Josh, Andrew, Deanna. Scotty.
Oh,
we
God.
Already did Scotty. That was a mess. That was a mess. But I think maybe we should do you next.
I'm down.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay. But before we do that, there is a person who is going to be my guest today who talk about weird stuff. I guess we should just get to it. I don't want to hype it up. We're going to get into the meat of it because he's already here. Let's just do it. All right, this is going to be a great one and a weird one. I am so excited. You know, I'm an animal lover. And a few years ago, during the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
During the pandemic, we all started following Peanut the Squirrel on Instagram. Peanut has a handler named Mark. We're allowed to use your name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Mark's here, obviously. Peanut has a handler named Mark. And it was such a cute relationship. We all got obsessed with it. Mark came on the show. That's when we met you for the first time. And things have taken a drastic turn from there in good ways. So welcome to the show, Mark, a.k.a. Squirrel Daddy, which he hates being called.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so let's start with the cute stuff. Peanut, the squirrel, how did you guys meet? I know it's kind of a sad story.
I work in New York City, and I was leaving a project and saw this squirrel get hit by a car.
Oh.
It was like a busy intersection downtown. So I ran in the middle of the intersection because I saw she was still moving. Unfortunately, she had passed, and what was moving was this little baby, and he was trying to cross the street.
Oh.
So I ran in the middle of Manhattan, you know how that is.
Yeah.
And me and him locked eyes, and I tried to like shuffle him out of the way, and he crawled up my leg. And I was like, oh, let's go. You know, let's go. So got in the car, drove back to Connecticut on the phone with their vet, and they were like, Mark, we're just going to put him down. I was like, you can't. There's nothing wrong with
him. So he was injured? Or no, he wasn't injured.
He wasn't injured.
Okay.
He just had one eye closed. He was still very young. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we're just going to put him down.
Ew.
So I took a picture of him, started him on Instagram, and boom, somebody called me and was like, do you want to get your wildlife rehabber's license? We can coach you. You could take the test and the course, and then you could do your community service hours while, you know, managing Peanut. So I was like, this is awesome. You know, I will build a bond. I'll get him ready for the wild. I'll put him in my backyard so he'll be close. So that time came. So I'm bawling my eyes out, and there he goes up to his first tree. And I'm like, all right, that he'll be in the backyard. Maybe he'll bring me some babies, or he'll come home if he needs some food or something. Yeah, a day and a half later, sitting on my porch, missing half of his tail.
Oh.
So we ended up getting attacked by something I have no idea. But that was the end of Peanut's wildlife career, and he became a domesticated indoor squirrel.
So he got attacked, and he came back to your porch like, hello?
Right.
This didn't work out for me.
It was not for him. I think he tried to make a friend, and the friend wanted to eat him instead. So
that's terrible. And you never found out what attacked him?
Never found out. There were some local cats and stuff, but I haven't a clue.
Okay. Does he have weird reactions to, like, dogs or anything, or any animals that would make you think,
That's his problem, is he has no survival instinct. Like, he'll go
well,
to
he lives
a dog,
in a home.
Like,
he has his own room.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of survival instinct would he have?
Literally nothing.
You're living my dream life. Tell me some of the best things that have happened from this.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not a big person into DMs. I do like to communicate as many people as possible, just to say thank you for the love and support, because I'm nothing without Peanut. And I posted up a picture of him eating oatmeal and holding a sign, and my now wife, shot me a DM. She wrote "in love," and I was like, gotta message this one back. And we started talking like accounting, investments, and I was like, this is a catfish, 100%.
Right.
This
Absolutely.
Is a dude in the basement, and he's having a blast with me.
Send me your Cash App.
And I was like, don't want to be rude, but do you mind FaceTiming me? And she hit me with a like, I could do it in 25 minutes. And I was like, this dude's going to get the girl for this video.
Yeah.
It turns out she went and got a flying squirrel costume, one of the costumes I wear in one of Peanut's videos. She FaceTimed me with the costume on, and I was like, I'm in love with you. How do I meet you? This is the coolest thing in the world. And ended up meeting her. We traveled the world, and Peanut gained a squirrel mom.
Oh.
And now she takes the videos with him, and she's just been blowing up on TikTok, and I'm just the background noise.
No. We're going to get to why you're not the background noise in a moment. So he was cool as soon as she came in? Like, yes, this is a new friend, no problem?
I was a tiny bit jealous. Not going to lie. You know, I dealt with this squirrel for 7 years. And
He's
seven.
How long do squirrels live?
10 to 20 years.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're rooting for 20.
You know, I'm just glad he lets me live in the house. You know, if he could talk, then, I'd be out of this portion of my life. But yeah, he's been like, and again, I don't know what happened. I wish I had an explanation to why he's so good with people, but he loves
the attention. Person saved him.
Yeah. Usually they tend to like the person that saved them.
You'd
and
think
then
so.
They're very defensive towards everybody else. Weird thing is I got to meet other people's squirrels. And
is that like a big community? The squirrel community?
Shockingly, it's bigger than you think.
Wow.
Yeah.
How big are we talking?
We're
like, how many
like,
people could I meet that have a squirrel?
Like 500 to 1,000?
Interesting. So in the process of all of this, you started a wildlife rescue. What is that about? Because you sort of mentioned it right before this interview started.
Right.
And the numbers I have here on my bio are clearly very old because this says you have 11 horses, but you said you have how many?
We're close to 40 now.
You have 40 horses
40.
That you have rescued?
Yes.
From?
We tend to look for animals that are coming from the auction lines or the kill pens.
Okay.
So we're kind of their last line of defense. What's happening a lot, and I didn't know this. I'm not a horse guy. My wife is. And we started this, and we realized how many animals were going to the auction that were being mistreated. And we were like, okay, this is a perfect opportunity to turn Peanut's Pages into something really good. And why not start a nonprofit with one rescue and help as many as we could? So we just started, and the floodgates opened with Peanut's social media being, you know, where it's at.
He's a star.
A lot of people were like, this is amazing, but we also know that this animal needs, you know, a home. This one does. And we just kind of started to travel, and we couldn't say no. So
Peanut has taken you around the world.
Peanut's taken me around the world.
Does he make these trips with you ever?
I wish.
Okay.
I wish. The diva himself, he stays at home.
Why is that?
He's... doesn't like the car. Gets a little car sick.
I love him.
We're driving to our new place, and he started gagging, and I'm like, oh, no, he's going to die. I called everybody up, and they were like,
he's gagging?
He's just being dramatic.
Can you do a squirrel gag?
I do a lot of the noises, but this one was a little unique, and I was like, oh, he's dying. He's dead. I'm calling everybody crying. I'm like, This is it. We're going down. He took a bad turn. I was on the side of the highway crying in the middle
of
New York.
That's not funny, but that's like very funny.
I have the cat screaming in the passenger seat, and Peanut on my lap just like spitting up shit, and I'm like, this is it.
So that's the one and done.
That's what was
Peanut
one
does
and
not
done.
Travel. He's made it clear.
We don't travel.
All right, how many goats do you have?
150 right now.
God, six miniature horses? Do you have more than that now?
We have six miniature horses. We have two mini donkeys. We have 10 alpacas.
Stop it.
They're the coolest
thing.
They're
the softest
little
world. Oh my God. Sheep? How many?
Two sheep.
What's a hinny?
A hinny is a donkey and a horse mix.
And how many of those do you have?
Two.
You have two hinnies. How many birds?
The flock of chicken, geese, and quail is probably 50. And then somebody adopted their macaw to our
How big is the place where you live? Are you guys all on top of each other?
350 acres, so
wow.
Plenty of room. And again, we wanted to establish something really big. Mm-hmm. I know it was like a big, big journey and a big project to start, but we thought, why not try to make it as big as possible?
And is this Peanut's Freedom Farm?
This is Peanut's Freedom Farm.
So all these animals stay there just for the rest of their lives? Are you trying to get them back out to other places?
We do have an adoption program for our horses and our goats. But it kind of depends. Because we take so many in that are older, have disabilities, have lingering injuries, or need medications, we're going to keep them. So we do have healthier animals as well that we're hoping to get back into loving families.
Okay.
I'm not a horse guy, and I will go and hang out with them all day long. They're the coolest.
Asking for a friend, do you have any raccoons?
Soon.
Yes!
So.
And do you have visitors that can come to the farm and check things out?
All of the time.
And literally, can we touch every things? Day.
Everything you could be touched.
What? Yeah. Do they all have names?
They all have names.
You know all their names?
For the most part, yes. Oh, sometimes there's a goat or two that I don't really remember. And then I realized that my wife snuck two more goats in. And so there was one day I was like...
Most people are like, hide shoes in their trunk. Right. Your wife sneaks in goats.
Goats.
I like her. This is great. So I'm going to come touch all the animals on your farm. Drop it real quickly if people want to donate to Peanuts Freedom Farm. I'm saying peanut because we're getting to some other stuff in a minute.
Right.
Peanuts Freedom Farm. How would they do that?
We do have a website, and Peanuts abbreviated P-N-U-T-S, peanutsfreedomfarm.com. We also have an Instagram, Peanuts Freedom Farm. We've been just kind of rolling with the punches.
Now, your background, earlier you were saying you have 2 degrees. You are educated in what?
Mechanical engineering and criminal justice.
Okay.
So this whole social media thing was never a real big thing for me. For the most part, for a while, I hid my face. And then people are like, well, who's this guy behind the squirrel?
Yeah.
So I incorporated myself. And I was like, well, I have really bad anxiety. And I was like, this will be a really good way for me to work on it. If I, you know, show the world who I am, they might take a liking or they might think I'm a dick. So we just got to go with it. So I used it in my benefit to kind of break out of my shell because I am just an introvert. I'm a homebody. But I was like, you know, this would be cool. If I'm the background noise of this squirrel and we can make some funny content, I think people would just enjoy this very much.
Has it worked with the anxiety? Has it helped you?
It really has. You know, even doing interviews like this, you give me 3 years ago, you wouldn't have seen me. I would have been like, thank you, but no thank you.
Really?
Really.
Are you still working? Are you still doing a day job?
I am.
Or has this given you the freedom?
I will never stop doing my day job.
Okay.
As cool and awesome as the internet stuff is, it's a wave. And I think the more that you understand it's a wave, the better you'll be out in the long run.
Correct. So the reason I ask, has this taken you in a completely different direction from your job? Is because as we started watching Peanut, he would fly onto your hand, you walk in, it's very adorable, all great. Then your pants got tighter and tighter. Was this on purpose?
This was not on purpose, and I will...
Oh, come on.
I will fight this till the day I die.
Okay.
So, 2 things happen. And people are like, you're full of shit. But playing hockey my entire life, I had emergency surgery on my groin. Nothing crazy. They cut me open 4 different spots from my belly button down to my manhood. I became 1% woman that day. They gave me a big patch of the vaginal mesh, my left side of my groin.
Oh,
didn't tell
welcome.
Me that. Right. I'm just, yep. That's it. And, you know, I do get lingering pain from it. So I always wore compression clothes. So that was always my thing. And then cool thing that I got was a cool gym sponsorship. So this company was sending me clothes. And first time they sent me clothes, I called the rep and I was like, dude, I don't think I could wear these. And he was like, what do you mean? And I sent him a picture. And I was like, you sure these are extra large? And he was like, yeah. I was like, they don't look extra large. And I think I'm going to get ridiculed for this. He was like, make a video, see how it goes, and we'll send you more clothes.
Oh.
And I was like,
this
fair
is
enough.
A setup.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Deal. I was like, just keep them XL because I don't think I could go any smaller than this. And I would just get chewed apart on the internet. Like, you shop at the Baby Gap, you steal so your...
They do look tight.
Yeah, but it was never intentional. I think what really happened was I got a little off track with Peanut's diet. He loves avocado. Boy,
okay.
Got thick. Okay. The man, when he jumped, couldn't go anywhere but straight. So... from the counter, I am around 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
My booty is this, right next to the counter. So he wasn't jumping any lower. He wasn't jumping any higher. He just landed on my landing pad, which hockey helped me build.
So through a series of strange coincidences,
right.
We have a company that wanted to sponsor you that gave you pants that just happened to be tight. And now we have a squirrel who's gained a couple pounds and can't jump any higher than right at the butt. And what happens from there?
The biggest thing about the kitchen stuff was I would find him in my oatmeal. I would find him in the refrigerator.
Stop.
There was one day I was getting the milk from the refrigerator. I shut the refrigerator, couldn't find Peanut for like 45 minutes. I'm panicking around the house. And then I went back downstairs and the milk is literally seeping through the refrigerator. And I opened the door and he's milks everywhere. He jumped to me and I'm like, you seriously?
You're living my dream life. He also almost maybe froze to death.
Right.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So initially, the internet is ridiculing you. Your Canadian pants. I see what you're doing here, buddy. What's going on? How did this then turn into OnlyFans? And I'm going to read you real quickly what this bio says. It says, the New York-based engineer has become an unlikely TikTok sensation by documenting his unique relationship with Peanut the Squirrel, though some fans appear to be scratching multiple itches as they follow the duo's exploits. As one gay fan put it in the comments, come for the nuts, stay for the meat. How did we get here, Mark?
Just, I happened to get a message, and again, I kind of been getting that message to, hey, do you have a page? Do you have a page yet? Do you have a page yet?
Was it mostly men, mostly women?
It was a large majority of men.
Yes, okay.
It was a large majority again. I wanted to do two things. I wanted to reiterate that I was straight so I didn't bait anybody into thinking something else. Because the biggest thing that I've learned out of this entire thing is a gay man's compliment, take that and run with it. Because gay men will tell you straight to your face.
Yes, they will.
That you're ugly and you need to go play in traffic. And
at least I've never felt better about myself or worse about myself than when gay guys say things to me.
Exactly.
Sometimes I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. And other times I think, oh my God.
Right.
Okay.
Most of mine are like, you would do that to me?
So you're getting flooded by compliments, mostly gay men, and you think, there may be some money in this.
I did one of those.
Did you do that by yourself, or did you have an influence from someone else?
I did this.
Okay.
And it was in the bathroom after a shower. And I was like, could I see myself doing this? So call my mom and dad. My mom and dad
get the hell out of here.
Stubborn Italians, but the most down-to-earth people. And I was like, if I'm going to do this, I need to make sure everybody around me is okay with this. So I called my dad, and he's like, what?
Did you have to explain to them what OnlyFans was?
No. See,
your dad knew?
My mom and dad know everything. My mom and dad are in their 50s. They think they're in their 20s still, partying hard, having fun. And they were like, shit, if you're going to make a ton of money, go have a blast.
Did you explain to them what all you would be doing? Which I don't know yet, and I'm going to get to that in a second. But
the first thing I said was like, I might sell some feet pics. And my mom was like, sign me up.
Yeah.
And everybody's just like, all right, if you're doing the feet thing. And I was like, well, I'm going to see how this goes and see, you know. Best part about this website is you kind of have your own rules. So that was what I was juggling. My parents were like, go ahead and do it. Have fun. We're going to laugh at you the entire time.
No, wait. At this point, are they thinking it's just feet pics?
I think they had a gist of it was going to be a little bit of everything.
Okay.
As a kid, I never really had clothes on, so they kind of thought this was going to happen anyways. And just felt more comfortable in the house. I didn't go out parading, you know, the nude self. But, you know, indoors, I was just like, you know, fuck it. But, you know, I started it and it exploded. It exploded.
No pun intended.
Like, literally, yeah. went in nuts out, and that was kind of it. Day one hit a lot of money. And I'm not a materialistic person. I didn't want to go. Everybody's like, go buy a car. I'm like, for what? I have a car.
Right.
You know, go buy this, go buy that. I'm like, guys, I really don't want to do that.
Like, no, I think I'm going to buy hundreds of animals.
Right.
Okay.
That was my biggest goal was, you know, this organization was like, we can make you a lot of money. And I was like, well, what's a lot of money?
OnlyFans is talking to you?
Yeah.
We can make you money.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like the whole mob thing. We could really do that. And we beat that number by a mile. And
really?
Yeah, I was like, you could go on the internet and see everything for free.
And at this point, is it still feet, or have you graduated to other things?
I think I did a little bit of a photo set. Nothing too crazy. I think everybody just wanted to see what was underneath. And
do you prep for the photo shoot?
Honestly,
or are you going like Drake? Did you see the Drake video?
I saw that this morning while I was driving in, and I was like, good for you, man.
Yeah.
good
you should start an OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have enough money. You could do much, much better.
Yeah, I'll make a million.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Because it was just like, I put my camera in the corner of my bathroom, and I was like, this is ridiculous. Let's do it. You know, I did like one of these like jiggles, and I was like, okay.
Okay, so this is on camera. I don't know if it just caught that wiggle. I'm going to try. Yeah, a little bit. Maybe we'll have to have you stand up and do the wiggle, but you can also catch it on our OnlyFans page. Okay, so you get up, you're in the bathroom, you're like, this is it. So I'm going to do this wiggle.
I did a little research. I reached out to a guy who's doing pretty well, and I was like, what do you do? What do you do that a straight guy can do? And he was like, armpits.
What?
Yeah, apparently. Okay.
Just showing your armpit?
Just an armpit.
Get the hell out of here. Diamond, are you taking notes?
Yeah.
Are we going to be doing this?
Yo, this was the farthest out of the realm that I've ever been. We were looking to relocate because we had a couple horses already. And we were looking for a small stable with a house. And nothing too... Again, I didn't want to turn this into be like, oh, I got all this money. Like, it was nothing like that. And we found this ranch, this farm in upstate New York. And it was a perfect... It was everything that we would ever want. And I know it wasn't like the best way, but I paid for the property with my OnlyFans money. So
we're talking that much money?
Yeah, we did.
You paid
all right.
It off.
We bought it and, you know, I got to start the bigger. I donated all of the construction, you know, and again, I didn't want to like be like, hey, guys, I did all this stuff. And people be like, well, you're waving your man parts around the internet.
Who cares?
It's like,
who cares?
I don't want these two to mix. You know, I don't want to be the OnlyFans guy that's saving animals.
You don't want to wave your dick around a bunch of animals?
Right, right.
I think that might be illegal. You might get flagged for that.
Yeah, you might not see me after that. You know, but it was like, oh, now there's this sexy farmer squirrel daddy. And I was like, we're going to run with it, but I'm going to keep it separately from Peanut's page. So I think when you guys kind of mentioned his page again, when you guys found out my OnlyFans, I had posted it once. On there. And then, you know, I got like really good positivity. But I was like, this is kind of a family page. And I don't want to have my shirt off on this page. I was like, every once in a while, somebody would send me something funny or unique and I would wear it in a video, but then it backfired. So, like, somebody sent me this like European underwear. It was a squirrel. Like, there were squirrels all over it. And I'm like, it's Halloween. I'll write squirrel cowboy on my chest, wear these underwear, get Peanut in his cowboy hat and make something funny. And people were like, what the fuck are you doing? There are children on this page. And I was like, guys, it's really just a joke. It was Halloween. I was like, no, like, just enjoy the squirrel. Like, how many squirrels do you see that are living in a house wearing a cowboy hat holding a sign? How are we missing this?
In my life, zero.
Right.
Well, now one.
And that's where I started, like, my squirrel dad account.
Okay, so you have, drop them real quickly. So Peanut the Squirrel is at Peanut_the_squirrel12.
Yes.
And that's where you have a shitload of followers, like 500,000 there. Squirrel daddy, go ahead.
Squirrel _dad_12.
Was there another squirrel dad?
There was.
Oh, sick.
There was, I reached out and I was like, listen, man, I'm the squirrel daddy. I don't want this title, but I got this title.
Yeah.
Can I have it? He was like, nope.
He said no. They always say no, man.
I was like, whatever.
Some rapper tried to fight me for Baby Hot Sauce, and I told him he could have it if he would have a rap battle with me, and then whoever won would get the name, and he said, absolutely not. And now, all these years later, Instagram is flagging me for being a child predator because you can't use the word baby and hot together, so I'm shadow banned. We're working on it.
Are you kidding?
I'm not.
They took away Peanut's TikTok.
Why?
Peanut had 4 million followers on TikTok.
What happened to Peanut's TikTok?
Somebody hacked Peanut's TikTok. They took it away.
Oh, what happened? What'd they hack with?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But one day I went on there and I was permanently banned. Talking to TikTok.
Sorry, it's not funny.
And I was just like, what did I do? I was like, you go on TikTok and you can see everybody's OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You could see people in the back of a bus talking about what they've done on OnlyFans. And you want to take away my account that's with the squirrel.
So you had to rebuild? You had to start over?
So
or did you just give it up?
I gave it up.
Oh.
It was kids and stuff like that, which was great. It was cool to get
kids
payments.
Are poor.
I was like, they're you know broke. What? And again, the comments I just couldn't deal with anymore. It was just ridiculous. So I was like, okay. We branched out for Peanuts Facebook, which did very well. We landed on Lad Bible, and like he ended up getting like 200 million views on a video on there. And
he's a star. Does he know that he's a star?
He knew it on day one. And
he spoils himself with avocado.
It's unbelievable.
Just living the life.
Like, quick little story about him. He does see a vet annually. There was a week he stopped eating. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he's dead.
He's died twice so far. Yeah, once gagging in the car, and now when he stopped eating.
Yep.
Okay.
And go to the vet. Vet goes in, comes out immediately, and it's like a slow walk down the hallway. And I'm like, oh no. Oh no.
He
comes up, he's like, Mark, he's fine. I'm like, what do you mean he hasn't eaten in 7 days? How is he fine? He's like, go to the store, get organic stuff. Feed him the organic stuff.
Oh, he was backed
up. And
I
was like, I clean his fruits and vegetables already.
I can't
afford to go organic for this squirrel. I go and get organic food. He devours it.
Oh.
I had put two little bowls down. Regular food, organic food. Didn't touch the regular food, destroyed.
So he could smell the chemicals and the icky on the...
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. But
that should be a sign for all of us. If the squirrel won't eat it,
right.
Why are we?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm fascinated by the OnlyFans. How long did it take from the time you started it to... When did you start it?
About a year and a couple months ago.
In a year and a couple months, you were able to save enough money solely from that to buy a farm that's 300 and how many acres?
350 acres.
350 acres. You made that much.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Diamond, we're going to do this.
And
she's nodding. She's not yelling.
Telling you. All you got to do is put some pudding in a bucket and step on it and somebody will buy it.
Oh, I was saying that today.
Yeah.
I said, I have seen so many different things that are not even that sexual that my parents wouldn't be mad about, that I could be okay with. Like the crushed porn thing, smashing some mashed potatoes.
Right.
I do that for free when I'm drunk. Why would I not get paid for it?
100%.
You are an inspiration.
See, you would kill two birds with one stone.
Exactly. I would never hurt an animal, though. I know they do some weird things with that squish porn.
Yeah.
I would never step on a fish. Mashed potatoes, sign me up.
Right.
No problem. The whole cake fart. Category?
Listen,
what?
If you ever want to help, I'm a good baker, so.
No, we don't need good cakes. They're just getting farted on.
I didn't
no one's
say
gonna
they
eat
were
them.
Good. I said I could bake things, okay. But I don't know if they're good. But might be perfect for the feet.
I love this.
But it's
you're an inspiration.
It's
tell
wild,
me.
And again, I never really. I don't know. And the whole kind of thing is very confusing to me because again, internet's free. You could see a lot of things. Just the squirrel guy.
Well, what do you think is different about this then? Do you interact with people personally? Like, what are they getting that's different than just going to a Pornhub and searching whatever it is that they would search? What's different about OnlyFans?
Right. I think I'm just a little bit more personal. I think the most shocking thing that people get are like, oh my God, you answered my message. I'm like, well, the least I could do is say thank you and spark up, you know, small talk because you guys are the reasons why I get to do this. I met like one of my really good friends. He subscribed to my OnlyFans. And me and him became...
Were you friends before or after?
After.
Oh, okay.
After. And again, like, you. This is the biggest and the funniest thing is usually, like, when people say OnlyFans, they're thinking, like, the raunchiest things you could possibly
for
imagine.
For sure, yeah.
You'll get a large majority of people that just want a conversation.
Yeah, loneliness is an epidemic. We talk about that on the show.
I'm lonely all the time, so it's nice that I don't have to talk to animals all the time. My wife just kicks me out to go do something. So it's nice to, like, just be like, hey, you know, like, I am a person. This is a cool journey, but, you know, like, I have no problem having a conversation with you. Especially if it's, like, animals or, you know, what I could do to make your OnlyFans experience a little bit better within my limits, you know. But some people say some wild stuff.
Have you ever blocked someone? Like, dude. That's a little too far for me.
That's and again, I'm just like, hey, no judgment, but I don't do that. And it's like, you sure? I'm like,
can you mention what it was?
Go number two on the toilet and film yourself.
Film yourself taking a shit?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
But like, here was the kicker was like, bend over in your closet, shit on a towel, and point the camera so we could see it all. And I was like...
Wait, how much were they offering?
Not enough. Maybe.
What would have been enough? Is there a number that would have been enough?
Like, you got it. It's like set. Like, that's a big one for
me. That's a seven figure?
That's a seven figure for me.
Wow. Because your face is in all of this, right?
Right.
People know it's
That's, yeah. And I have distinctive tattoos, so if I didn't show my face, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that, like, I have peanut on my leg. Tattoo of peanut on my leg. They'd be like, oh, yeah, that's Mark.
So you draw the line at shitting on a towel.
Yeah, that was it. There was a lot of, there's nothing that's going inside me.
Okay.
And there's no, you know, the peeing and the shitting thing, we're going to, you know, bypass that part.
You want to talk about how much you hate the term squirrel daddy, but you're just leaning into it?
I know. I'm trying my best to, like, figure out a way for my brain and heart to, like, take this in and stride. There's nothing.
Because daddy disgusts you.
Daddy, I can't. It takes the soul out of my body.
I gotta agree. It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
So this whole thing has been really great for you. What is the biggest change in your life, and what's the coolest thing that has come from it, besides the Freedom Farm? Because obviously, that's a great one.
I think it's just given us a little bit more flexibility with our life. You know, getting out there, you get to meet a lot of new people. You get a lot of, like, experience you never thought you would imagine doing. Like traveling to Europe for some cool stuff and doing a commercial because you're the squirrel guy. That was pretty cool. Also got to talk to a lot of celebrities. And that was really cool.
Who's your favorite?
I did a whole Jersey Shore kind of video for them. J-Well, like, followed Peanut and started liking a bunch of his stuff, and I'm like, this is the coolest thing. And then, like, Demi Lovato did it, and then, like, Rosie O'Donnell. So you're getting, like, just all different sides of the spectrum when it came to, like, celebrities. And, you know, and then, like, Andy Cohen talked about Peanut and me and told me how to find booty, and I was like, just
jackpot.
Right? He was like, the pug dude is good, but have you seen the squirrel guy? And I was like, fucking nailed it.
High five.
Nailed it. I beat the pug guy. Don't know who this guy is. I'm sure you're doing well, but I'm better.
And as far as experiences, what are some of the cooler experiences? Because you said you traveled the world.
I've gotten to go and talk with Peanut and do a lot of really awesome things with kids. Like, we established, like, Waffle Wednesdays for Peanut, and we just kind of, I did my protein waffles, and I just told everybody, like, hey, calories don't count on Wednesday, it's Waffle Wednesday. So then we started.
Lying to children?
Lying to children. Amazing. Yeah, it was terrible.
Asking for a friend again, this Waffle Wednesday, can adults get in on it?
Oh, 100%. Yes. This adult will put down a whole box of waffles and tell everybody it doesn't count.
Yeah.
You know, if people are like, you're into fitness, I'm like, I do fitness so that I can eat a bunch of crap that I'm not supposed to. I don't do fitness to be a meathead. I will finish the gym and go get 12 donuts. Before I came here, I ate 12 Krispy Kreme donuts.
I don't believe, I don't want to hear this stuff.
I will send you a picture.
I don't know. I don't want to hear it from people who work out and have a lot of muscles and zero body fat. Oh, how's the pizza? I just ate 12 donuts. See, I find you to be a liar.
Listen,
prove it. I'm going to sign up for your OnlyFans to watch you eat 12 donuts.
Listen,
because I don't buy it.
Entire section of food eating. we'll do like the ASMR or whatever it is.
Just chewing right into the microphone.
Here. Yep.
Oh, man.
Donuts, sushi, cakes, cheesecake, lactose intolerant, but I'll suck it through.
I'm telling you, once again, that could really help you out with what that guy wanted you to do on the towel.
Maybe, like, that's a whole new avenue I need to incorporate.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you this because this is funny because this happens to be about my parents, too. So
yes.
It's going to be a laughable one. So I had a gentleman ask for a pair of socks, and he wanted them, like, raunchy. Problem is, I don't have stinky feet. My dad has the stinkiest feet I have ever smelled in my entire life. So we had a day on the farm. I pocketed up his socks, shipped them out to this man. The man messaged me and said those were the best socks he has ever had in his entire life.
Is that bad? Because people who are into that, they like the funkier the better.
Yeah.
And he said your dad's funky feet were the best he's ever had. But so, he thought they were yours.
Oh, yeah. So called up my dad. I was like, listen, I'm going to need about 12 pairs of those every month. And he was like, how much is my cut?
I'm like, no cut?
No, no cut at all.
You make your dad work for free?
He comes up here and makes me pay for everything that happens up here.
Okay, that's
so I definitely say thank you in my own ways. But yeah.
Is this guy a repeat customer?
He's a repeat customer.
Stinky sock man?
Yeah. I'll get like DMs that'll be like, I had the most fun with myself looking at you today. And I'm like, thanks.
Sniffing your sock.
Thank you.
Do you ever tell them like, haha, joke's on you, that's my dad?
There was one. Okay. Yeah, there was one.
Okay, so you've got the nasty socks, the people requesting that maybe you do something weird in the closet. What other strange OnlyFans requests have you gotten? Because I know they're weird.
It's mostly clothes.
Like they want, like your shirt?
Jeans. I'll have people send me jeans to wear to the gym so I could sweat in them.
Jeans at the gym?
Jeans.
Do people look at you like, who's the fucker in the jeans?
Yep. They're like, who's that dick?
Yeah.
Yep. And I don't tell anybody about
it. You don't tell them, I'm just doing this to send it to someone from OnlyFans.
Yeah, nothing. Like, sorry, I was out working, didn't have time to change. I was, farm life, you know?
It's wild.
Yeah, like, these aren't farm jeans. They're tighter than your farm jeans.
So they want you to sweat in really tight jeans and then you send them jeans?
Right, but they also want me to rub like skid marks on them and like the fluids in there and everything.
Do you give up your DNA to these people?
Well, I mean,
well, I guess the sweaty sock, but that's not yours. That's not yours.
No, I don't go that far.
But sweaty jeans, there's probably some in there.
My biggest thing, and I sat down with my friends because they love to make fun of me with this stuff. What if this person goes out and kills somebody and puts your DNA all over things?
How much DNA are you sending them, man?
Right, but that was where I was like, okay, maybe I don't do the DNA thing. Maybe we don't do that because it was like, can you send me a condom? And I'm like, no.
No, you're going to have like babies running around somehow.
Exactly.
I don't know how, but somehow it'll happen.
That was where I was like, this is okay, we're going to put a limitation on this. I'll wear clothes and sweat in them. I'm fine with that.
Wow.
Wiping my ass with the jeans I just wore to the gym. I don't think I'm going to do that.
This is incredible.
And I think this was the perfect thing for society these days to allow people to express themselves.
I'm doing a service for humanity. Right. Here, have my shit-stained jeans. Have you recruited other people to be part of only... I mean, this is very enticing.
So I have a lot of people reach out.
Okay.
And I just kind of go through the pros and cons.
What are the cons?
You don't want to lose your job. You want to make
sure... Yeah, how does that work?
To everybody and was like, hey, this is a good opportunity for me. What do you think? And it was just like, if it doesn't affect my life, if it doesn't affect work, doesn't affect anything...
I feel like we get a raise for that around here.
Right. And I kind of just tell people, you know, this is a forever thing. You know, you don't want to go into it having a regret or think you might have a regret one day, you know, because, again, if you're doing this and you're looking for, like, a serious relationship, it's very difficult.
Wait, did your OnlyFans come before or after the relationship?
After the relationship.
Okay.
So
you talked to her about
it. Yeah, I was just kind of like, hey, what do you think about this? And she was like, well, let's try it.
Okay.
You know, you're already on the internet. Everybody, you know, judges you with your clothes on. What's the harm in doing it with no clothes on, you know?
Unless, it is a nice little party trick, though.
Right.
Like, hey, look at this.
It's mostly...
a lull in conversation.
People would always be like, do you use the, like, pickup line? You want to see my squirrel? And I was like,
you refer to it as a squirrel? Please.
No, internet does. I am not. That was not for me.
And you met one of your good friends from a
and
they were a subscriber.
He owns his own vet clinic.
Oh.
And the dude, like, saves animals on a consistent, like, this guy is one of the best human beings I ever met. And it's like, it was nothing weird about this. And people are like, dude, that's really weird. I'm like, from the outskirts, it's very weird. But you get to meet people that you didn't really think you would have a connection with.
So it's interesting that you said that. And I've taken enough of your time, so I promise we'll wrap this up soon because I'll keep asking you like a billion questions. But you have this giant online community. You're close with your parents. You have a real job. And you said you were still feeling lonely. Lonely enough that you're talking to some people online who are also feeling lonely. How many people do you run into who are just super lonely? And what do you suggest to do about that?
So I kind of always touch base on my mental health because I don't think men talk about it enough.
They don't.
And
say it louder.
Yeah, for 32 years of my life, I didn't say a word of it. I bottled it up. It was a terrible thing that I did because it would make me an angry person. And I attribute a lot of my changes in life to the squirrel, to Peanut. You know, he made me a more patient person. He made me somebody who just realized, like, this is not a good way to live. Like, and I just kind of started talking about it a little bit more. And every day I would be like, hey, guys, just want to let you know, like, the last couple weeks have been really hard for me. Like, anxiety has been taking a toll. Got a little bit of depression. Roll through the punches. But just let you know, like, I don't like to fight alone. And if you're ever having a tough time, you could always reach out. I was born with big ears. I'm a good listener. It would come down to people being like, today I thought was my last day until, you know, I heard your message. And I'm like, again, I don't want accolades. I don't want a star from this. I'm not trying to win an award. It was just like, hey, you know, the social media stuff is a fantasy. What you see on the internet is not what you see in life. And people have a hard time controlling what's fantasy and what's real life. You know,
so you've helped people. Do you feel like they've helped you?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And it's from the little cracks of the jokes. And, you know, you get more family style people that will have no problem. Like, hitting you with a joke or cracking at your like weak points, and you could laugh back for sure.
If you need that, you need to come around here.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, yeah, when the whole crew is here, when you guys are just rattled, I love it. I love it.
I'm sure they would love to have you in at some point if you want to come on the big show.
I would love to. That's when you know people like you or you have a close-knit family. If you could make fun of the person next to you and we could both laugh.
Oh, yeah, don't come in here having a bad day.
Right.
You're going to get roasted.
Right. And sometimes when you listen to the story, you know somebody's having a bad day because that person keeps just getting jabs. Oh, I love it.
Over and over.
Because the best part is I know when the radio's off and you guys are in here just giving it to each other. So
I say all the time, one of my love languages is light bullying.
Right.
If I'm fucking with you, I love you.
Right.
And that's me trying to pull you out of a little rut or whatever, or also just getting my jollies.
Right.
I don't know.
Some days it's for me, some days it's for you.
Yeah.
You know, I get
but
it.
If I nothing, then that's a totally different
right.
story. All right. So people want to find you. Instagram, where can they find you?
Peanut_the_squirrel. And squirrel_dad_12.
There's a lot of underscores.
Underscores.
I still can't believe it was taken. And then OnlyFans. If people want to find you, let's make you some more money.
Squirrel_daddy.
He hates it, but he's really leaning into it.
You got to just roll with the punches. And I think the more I could try to take it in, the more it'll kind of fade away.
Don't say take it in. People are going to ask me to do some things.
You got to watch your words when you're talking about this stuff now. Because everybody's like, oh, this like doing porn. And I'm like, well, that's
kind of. But you bought a farm.
Right.
And not in the way that you died.
I'm no Owen Gray, but...
I'm sad that I know who that is.
The funniest thing is I know who it is because you talked about it on the radio
really?
Once. And I was like, who
I
the hell is this? Oh, my God.
I swore I saw him in Jersey City, and he has some very identifiable tattoos.
Yes.
And I was like, I know that's him.
Yep.
I know it's him.
I shit you not, I heard you say it. I looked it up, and I was like, that guy has a whole alphabet coming up his tattoo leg. And I was like, wow.
Jesus.
I was like, the dude is flying high. Good for you, man.
A great life.
Big shout out to you, Owen.
Oh my gosh. This has come full circle. I love it. Is there anything you want to talk about that we missed?
No, I just want to say thank you for having me.
Anytime.
Man,
this is great.
It's like, I shit you not, still starstruck because I listened to you guys for years. And
that's amazing.
The first time that I woke up and I had like 15 missed calls and a DM from Danielle. And my mom was like, they're talking about you on the station. Oh, no.
The show loves you. I told you, they're sad that they weren't here for this particular podcast, which is why I think we should talk to Andrew and set up a time for you to come in and actually like be on the big show because they would really enjoy this. And you're so fun.
I appreciate that.
And
open to
talking about anything.
You can't come to this office and not just...
You're right. We don't like that.
Because you'll find it.
Yes, we will.
And then we'll be on the radio and you'll be like, so what's that? And I have no choice but to say.
Yeah, I will just say, and I'll end it here, but when we were talking, I asked you, is there anything off limits? RE, OnlyFans, and you said, nope.
Nope.
Open
have
book.
A blast.
Whatever you want. And this has gone well. This went exactly as I thought it would. Actually, a little bit better. So thank you.
It.
Thanks for spending so much time.
Thank you.
Loved
so
it. I feel like I've learned some things. And you've inspired me to go step in some pudding.
Listen, if I don't get... I will subscribe right back. I need that.
Yes.
I need that.
Here we go.
First subscriber.
Mark! Love it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Diamond, thoughts?
That was a time. It was something.
What does that mean?
It was something. It was very interesting, but also I like my head was cocked to the side a few times. Just like, okay, where is this going? You know?
I'm very interested in stepping and putting for money.
Yeah, but I think it lost me in the beginning when we were talking about a squirrel as if it was a dog.
You don't even like dogs.
Exactly.
What do you care?
Which is why I'm like, I don't know. To think of, I don't even like dogs. You think I'm going to like a squirrel?
You're a monster.
Oh.
I don't understand how you hate dogs, but it is what it is. That is you. We were talking on the show the other day about things that make you just like red flag somebody you wouldn't date. And I said people who don't like animals, specifically dogs. And you know what? I was thinking about you.
Wow. It's okay.
You could never be my girlfriend.
He said a the squirrel has a room in his house.
How dope is that?
No. No. Put it in a cage or something. I can't. Oh, sorry.
PETA's coming for her. Her name is Diamond Cooper at Diamond Sincere on Instagram, PETA. That was her, not me.
Sorry.
Free range squirrels are my vibe.
Oh, God.
All right, but let's get to the other stuff. So I know this is your first time producing a podcast with me. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your time, by the way. So we do two things. We do a burn book. You know what the burn book is. It's where we basically light somebody on fire.
Yep.
Metaphorically, for something they've done to piss us off. And let me tell you, I've been keeping a list of things. Mm-hmm. There's so many.
Oh, so you're
many.
Ready.
I'm ready, but I kind of want one from you today.
Oh, I'm ready.
And then we do something called Ask Me Anything, where you can go through the questions that listeners, by the way, if you're listening, thank you, listeners have asked me that they're interested in. So let's start with the burn book.
Oh, I'm ready. She's ready for this one. Okay. So this past weekend, I went to the St. John's game. Go Johnnies. I was really excited to be there. They said, oh, we may put you on the Jumbotron. So
and
I'm
you
excited.
Are an alumni.
Yes. What happened here? It's very fuzzy, okay? I step out to go to the bathroom and to get something to eat because I'm greedy. And I come back to my seat. People are running around looking for me. The camera is exactly where I was sitting.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, she's going on the Jumbotron. I sit down and they say, and from Power 105, Nyla Simone. And I'm like... It's one of those things where you want to say, well, who the fuck is Nyla Simone? But I know her. She's actually a friend.
We all know her.
I didn't want to be shady, but I'm like, girl, are you serious right now? Black History Month hasn't even ended and you mixing up the black people. I can't do this, okay? So I don't know exactly who I want to burn, but whoever was responsible for me being called Nyla Simone in front of, I don't know, thousands of people...
Did it say it on the Jumbotron?
No,
or did they
but it
just
was
say
loud. It was, you know, and I'm like an idiot looking into the camera waving because what else are you going to do?
No, that's when you cause a scene and you do the little like cut throat thing. Like,
No,
that ain't it. That is not me. And then you mouth to the camera, I am Diamond Cooper.
First of all, I can't do the cutthroat thing because there were too many actors from The Sopranos in the audience.
Shut up.
Or
who was
on
there?
On the court. Bobby. I don't know his real name.
His name's Steve Sharippa.
Well, he was there. I couldn't do the little cutthroat thing.
Okay.
But, you know, it is what it is. I made the best out of it. I smiled. Wasn't happy about that. So whoever that motherfucker is who was in charge of that, I hope your ass burns, okay?
Flamed him. I love that. Do you, going forward, if this happens again, do you have a plan?
No, because it was so, what are you going to do? I can't do the, no, that's not me.
Why?
That's so bad.
They fucked it up.
Just hit the Adele. You know, that meme of her sitting courtside where the camera's on her and she's like looking everywhere else. Maybe I'll do that because you're talking to Nyla Simone, not me. I don't know why the camera's on me.
Does Nyla know this?
Yeah, she thought it was funny.
Of course she did, because she got some extra shine.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'll take it as a compliment. That's fine. But also, I'm not fucking Nyla Simone, okay?
Whatever. I feel like that should be the name of this episode. I'm not, or who is Nyla Simone? Because every episode is a question. That would be it. Oh, man. All right. Are you ready for the Ask Me Anything?
I am.
Hit me with it.
Okay. So this question comes from Running All Day 94.
Okay.
Very interesting at name. I want to hear more about that later. they asked, do you ever have a bad day on air and how do you navigate them?
Oh.
Ooh.
That's a good question.
It is.
I mean, I would say, yeah. Who doesn't have a bad day on the air? I think the problem is I don't know when it's happening.
What?
Listen, in my head, everything I say is the best thing I've ever said. So I don't really know how, like, in the moment, I don't know. Do you think I have bad days?
No, which
don't,
is why.
Don't butter me
no,
up.
So I interpreted the question as like, if you're having a bad day and you go on air,
oh,
how do you navigate it? And I asked, or I picked that question because if you are having a bad day, you don't publicly say anything. Like, I don't know about it, you know? So I'm like, what do you do to basically not let it show? So publicly, what do you do?
A lot of drugs to start with. Just kidding. That was a joke. Mom and dad who aren't listening because they don't know how to work podcasts. It's great.
Oh, God.
I think we all have really shitty days and we have bad days. I think the one thing that I try, like I kind of pride myself on, is being professional. I mean, this might be a little too in-depth, but I have dated people who I swear to God would like wake up in the morning and just choose violence, like start a fight with me while I was on the air. And I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to fight about this right now. So I learned a long time ago, even when I was an intern, how to sort of compartmentalize the two things. There are just 4 hours in a day that I need to focus on what I'm doing and have a good time. And it's also an escape from whatever bad, shitty thing is happening. So it's easy to just focus on, hey, we're going to have a good time. We're going to laugh about stuff. And it kind of gives you an excuse to not focus on what you maybe should be focusing on. But like, just give me this break for these 4 hours. There have been times where something is weighing on me a little bit and it's appropriate to talk about on the air. And we talk about those things, like my damn hair. We talked about that.
It's flourishing, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Even though you told me it looks like it's giving mullet.
It is giving mullet, but... But you're going to make me sound like such an asshole. Thanks.
No, that's how you know we're good friends.
But it is, it means that it's growing, which is, I'm very, very happy about. It's
well,
very
thank
exciting.
You. I appreciate it.
Cheers.
So if you didn't know what happened over the summer, I got really sick. About 3 months after that, I was sitting down combing my hair and it all just started coming out and I lost a shitload. And I think actually, Diamond, you're the only person who has seen how bad it was because you were helping me put the hair on that one day.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would wear a hat, I would wear a scarf. Like, I would hide it because I'm not a graceful bald person. Shout out to the people who are. I'm not one. But this hair, bless its heart, it's growing back. And now I have these little, like, chicken hairs everywhere. So the top is just fluffy. And Diamond's got to tell me it's giving mullet.
It is giving
mullet.
What
do you want me to do about it?
Speaking of Love is Blind, it's giving Trevor from Love is Blind at the top. But it's okay.
Go straight to hell.
You know what? It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's flourishing.
So we share those moments on the air, and the ones that aren't appropriate for the air, we just ignore until 10:01 when we're off. And then you just go about your business. You start fighting with somebody again,
you
I guess.
Cry in the bathroom.
Curse somebody out in a studio. You know, all the things. But that's, I guess that would be the answer. What about you?
I say, I don't know. I'm so grateful to like have the job that I have that I feel like if I'm in a shitty mood, like shake it off and figure it out. Like it is what it is. There are some people who live shitty lives and have shitty jobs on top of it. So it's like, like what do I have to be upset about?
Always.
And also just I laugh at everything that I go through. Like I'm like, oh, I got a ticket. What a loser. Okay, great.
Okay, so this is a part, Diamond, where Andrew usually says, don't forget, like, follow, and subscribe.
I gotta do that?
Yeah, yeah, say it.
Oh, okay. Don't forget, like, what? Don't forget, like, follow, and subscribe. Stop.
To what? To what?
Sauce on the Side.
Yes.
With Gandhi.
Wherever you get your podcasts. We've had a great time. I love you, Diamond. Thank you for being my producer. I might have to keep you. Yeah, hit us up on Instagram. Hit me up on Instagram, at Baby Hot Sauce. If you can find it, I've been shadow banned. You can also just search my first and last name. Good luck spelling it. And Diamond, where can they find you?
At Diamond Sincere on everything besides Twitter, because someone won't give me the name.
Loser.
Her name is Rose or Ruby or something like that. It's not even
wait,
Diamond.
Wait. Save Ruby. We'll put her in the burn book next time.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, okay, good.
This bitch, Ruby. Her name's not even Diamond Sincere?
Exactly.
What?
Oh, my God. It pisses me off.
Okay. So we're going to burn Ruby. We're going to get to know Diamond in the next episode. Like, follow, and subscribe at Baby Hot Sauce. Leave a review. Even if you hate us, leave a review. I mean, maybe don't do that, but I have to be, you know, diplomatic.
Yeah, don't do it because you'll get a really nice reply back. So,
and we'll see you next week.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.